I have to say, I'm really concerned about what's happening at Meta lately. Their recent consolidation of AI research teams into a single division has triggered severe internal dysfunction and plummeting morale. And honestly, it's sending a critical warning to the broader tech industry.
It's definitely a tough situation. The restructuring was originally intended to eliminate silos and accelerate development, but instead, it's produced overlapping mandates, shifting priorities, and a real sense of leadership in decision.
And that's exactly what breaks the heart of research. This constant reorganization has disrupted long-term cycles, fractured mentorship networks, and forced engineers to prioritize short-term deliverables over foundational innovation. It's so frustrating to watch.
Right, and it highlights a fundamental clash. The tech industry's traditional move-fast ethos simply doesn't align with the meticulous, resource-intensive, and psychologically demanding nature of modern AI development.
Exactly. Foundational model training requires stability, consistent funding, and psychological safety, conditions that are currently absent at Meta. It's incredibly hard to build something profound when the ground keeps shifting.
What makes it even more complex is that these internal struggles are amplified by a broader shift in the sector. Corporate strategy, political influence, and personal ambition are increasingly intertwined.
I couldn't agree more. Figures like Peter Thiel and Sam Bankman-Fried really show how tech leaders are diverting attention toward closed-door political networks, lobbying, and cultural battles instead of focusing on the work at hand.
And when executive leadership prioritizes those external power plays over internal stability, research teams bear the direct cost. You get distraction, burnout, and ultimately, a flight of top talent.
Which is such a shame, because in an industry where our best engineers are highly mobile, a lack of coherent direction and a respectful workplace culture basically guarantees brain drain. We're losing brilliant people just because the environment isn't working.
That brings us to the critical takeaway. Sustainable AI innovation simply cannot outpace organizational health. If the foundation is cracked, the progress won't hold.
It's so true. AI development is a deeply collaborative, intellectual endeavor that demands trust, continuity, and psychological safety. You can't just force it.
Precisely. Treating AI divisions like traditional product teams expecting rapid iteration will inevitably lead to stagnation and attrition. It requires a completely different approach.
So for tech companies to navigate this inflection point successfully, leaders really need to step up. They have to prioritize stable leadership, clear communication, and genuine employee well-being right alongside their computational investments.
Ultimately, the industry's trajectory will be defined by its ability to strike that balance. Speed with stability, ambition with empathy, and external influence with internal cohesion.
Beautifully said. Until companies recognize that culture is just as vital as compute capacity, talent turnover and engineer frustration will remain the truest indicators of AI's real-world progress.